ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.
We're never going to get one on.
Never going to get one on.
Never going to get one on.
Never going to get one.
We did put it out into the world earlier this morning asking for someone who has seen a Yowie, and we've got one.
Yeah.
We have Dean Harrison, a Queenslander who researches Yowies, on with us right now. How are you, Dean?
Good morning, guys. Nice to be here. Yes, been doing it for a long, long time now. Been nearly 25 years.
Okay, wow. So this is more than just a passing Yowie sighting for you. It's something you've
very passionate about.
Yeah, lived your life according to a bit, I guess. Just quickly tell us, can you clear it up? What is exactly a Yowie? Because a lot of people would ask that. Other than a little Cadbury chocolate, what is a Yowie?
Yeah, well, that's the million-dollar question. Basically, and it depends on who you listen to, it is a relic hominid. There's a hominin and a hominid. A hominin is along the human chain. A hominid is along the ape chain. It's something that did survive, was here, said to be extinct, but clearly not due to all the sightings that are happening pretty much daily around the country.
Is a Yowie a Bigfoot? Is that one and the same?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. And pretty much every continent has the same sort of thing. I mean, the big mystery of all this is, of course, why isn't there a body? Why aren't they found more often and all that sort of jazz? Mm. The secret to their survival is based on that, is to avoid humans. And I think they're probably uniquely aware that there's so many of us, and they don't want to cause too much attention to themselves. But on the flip side of it, they do make stupid mistakes. They are seen, and I do believe that they are responsible for a lot of missing people.
So, that's interesting. So, Dean, have you actually seen a Yowie yourself?
Yeah, I got hit in the chest by one. How's that for you?
Really?
Wow. Well, you got to tell us that story, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was absolutely terrifying. Absolutely. Yeah. The synopsis is it was between 12 and 2 o'clock in the morning. It was the 2nd of January 2009. I was west of Gympie at a location where we'd had action and activity. And as I'm walking up this cascade by myself, to have a sit and listen, because you go away from base camp, you have a sit and listen to see if you've got visitors. But now I've left my time way too late on this particular night. I should have done it hours earlier. Mm. And I'm walking up this cascade, and I could smell this sulfuric smell. It was like sulfur, and it was so thick and pungent, it was going up my nostrils that you could feel it. And so I radioed back to base and said, "Hey guys, this is what I'm experiencing." And they're all careful. You know what that could mean, because a lot of people do report of this smell. And being complacent as I was, I continued and I sat there, and then suddenly to my right-hand side, just up the hill, I hear something marching like a soldier. I mean, no qualms, not trying to hide or be quiet as they normally do. This thing had an agenda. And so I've stood to my feet and I've radioed to camp. I said, "Is everybody there?" And I said, "Yes, we're all here, all accounted for." And I said, "Well, I've got company." And the moment I said that, this thing turns and begins to sprint down the hill at a great rate of knots. And I'm talking about pitch darkness. Now, we would be tripping over this stuff, trying to walk down there. This thing was sprinting and leaping over things. He's getting closer and closer and faster, and I just knew he was not going to stop. And then he came down and kapow, hits me in the chest. I lost my feet. I went flying backwards through the air a few feet, and then I landed in thing of water, and I was just lying there, and this thing was standing over the top of me, and I was absolutely terrified. I'd like to say that I was as cool as the Fonz, but
you
I weren't. Was not.
No, and I wouldn't either.
What an incredible story!
It didn't matter how many times I've rehearsed this situation. Everything flew out the window. Nothing worked. It was just so horrifying. And I'll tell you, I had 8 months of PTSD.
Wow.
I couldn't get a good night's sleep after that.
Dean, I think that's a great story. You told it really well. And I'm very open-minded. I loved hearing that. Some people must say, "Dean, you're a madman. This is crazy. They don't exist and you're wrong. What do you say to those people?
Well, my role isn't to convince anyone. My role is to present the facts and you can make your own mind up.
So where do you find the facts? Do you have like a website or?
Yeah, if you go to yowiehunters.com, you'll find historical facts dating back to the early 1800s, the first pioneers, the first white settlers who were told of the hairy man by the Aboriginals of the time.
Interesting.
And we didn't really believe them, but it wasn't until we started building roads and tracks and townships in the middle of virgin forest that that we were bumping into them ourselves.
There you go. Oh, Dean, all right.
What a fantastic story you've got, and you're definitely a man of your convictions. Thank you so much for ringing us and joining us, Dean, who not only saw a Yowie, but I'm going to say was pseudo-attacked by a Yowie. That's an incredible story, Dean. Thanks for sharing, mate.
Thanks, guys. Nice to speak to you. Bye.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast. Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.